If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask as we continue through this fifth week of Lent that we may be filled with your grace and come to understand more deeply the truth that you teach. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Wednesday, as you just heard, of the fifth week of Lent, and we are looking at the readings. Had, you know, in an interesting series of readings, we looked at Joseph, the husband of Mary, yesterday. The day before, we looked at the story of Daniel, and we're seeing a lot from Daniel this week. As you know, as I spoke to you before, a lot of the readings would jump around during Lent. In ordinary time, you find that you go through a series of readings all from the same book each week, sometimes 2 weeks straight, whereas we've been jumping around. But this week, we are looking at the book of Daniel a lot, although last week we talked about the part of this reading that follows today's first reading, and that was the prayer given inside the fire when Nebuchadnezzar sentenced Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire for not worshiping their God. Remember, last week we listened to the prayer, we talked about the prayer that was made inside the fire and showing Nebuchadnezzar the power of the great Lord. And so we look at that story as the first reading. But since we talked about it last week, let me refer to the gospel today, because there's an interesting line there. When Jesus says these powerful words, where he calls people to live the truth that will make them free. Now, here's an interesting question. What does that mean? You know, now I say that because obviously Jesus is talking about the truth, but what does he mean about the truth? And knowing the truth will set you free. This is something that we really want to look at in a powerful way. And maybe we can go back to the first century and understand it and then look at it from here. When Jesus speaks, he's speaking for all time. So every word that we have from Jesus, we can understand 2,000 years later, but we're going to understand it at a deeper level than they did when he first spoke those words. And you can see that with the Pharisees. The Pharisees are going, well, you know, they reject what he says. You know, we're already free. What do you mean? And what they're talking about is political freedom. But Jesus is talking about something more profound in inner freedom. And over the past 2,000 years, we've learned that more and more. Now, always remember that powerful teaching that was given by St. Thomas Aquinas based on the teaching of St. Augustine. And St. Augustine taught that the last line in the Gospel of John, which talks about that Jesus did and said so many things that there weren't enough books in the entire world to hold all those accounts. So explaining that there was so much more that Jesus did and said that we have no idea. But St. Augustine explained that what that really means is the room to hold that information is the room of the limits of the of our understanding. But our ability to understand grows through the generations. So we can understand at a deeper level than people did in the first century. But if we understand when Jesus is speaking of the truth, he's speaking of something that A, is what we understand today and much more. what we understand today is more than what they understood in the first century, as indicated by the rejection of the Pharisees. They didn't understand what he was talking about. But what we understand today is different, is deeper, better way of putting it, than what they understood at the first century. But what Jesus was speaking out, the truth, we still haven't reached the limits, we may never either, of what that truth is. So he is speaking this powerful understanding of truth, and the only way we can tap into it is through humility. That's important. So if we are prideful in what we know, and you can see tons of that on Twitter, by the way, and I'm not criticizing Twitter, you just see people who are making statements about different aspects of what they call truth, and you can see they have they're speaking from a limited understanding. And I'm speaking within the Catholic community and people within the Catholic community calling everyone else wrong. So you can see that there. Whereas if you are humble before the Lord, that opens the door to realizing all the truth we know is nothing compared to all the truth that is. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. So our program, The Voice of St. Anthony Parish, of which St. Anthony Overnight is a part, is dedicated to spreading the word of God and bringing you inspiring program on the AM/FM dial and on our podcast. But we need your support. Join us in prayer as we humbly ask for the success and prosperity of our mission in 2024. Together, let's touch hearts, uplift souls, and strengthen communities. Tune in, subscribe to our podcast, and be part of this divine journey. Thank you for your unwavering devotion, and God bless you all. And if you'd like to make a monetary donation, obviously we're really concerned about your prayers, but if you want to make a monetary donation, please feel free to do so through our website. Clicking on the donation tab at catholicaudiomedia.com, you can find a way to donate on our parish website, st for St. Anthony Alston.org, or you can mail a donation to 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. And so far we have about 7 people who have sent responses, and we're very thankful to all of them for doing that. And those 7 are representative of so many more who are listening right now and enjoying the program. Thank you for doing that. So we're back to this powerful message that Jesus gives to the Pharisees, where he teaches them that once they know the truth, they will be free. And their response is basically, but we are free. So, and I said that when we're talking about that word true, we understand it's a huge word. It really speaks of something that St. Augustine, and later St. Thomas Aquinas quoted him, explained that we're expanding our ability to understand Jesus' teachings over the past 2,000 years, and it's growing all the time. So, When the way we understand it, the more we can learn that truth is through humility. So let me give you a good example of that. So I'm here on Alston, on Holton Street, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. And if you think about it here, this is where I'm at right now. So I'm surrounded by Boston University on one side, Harvard University on the other. Down the street is Lesley College. Down the street about 2 miles away is Boston College. And of course, there's all the other colleges in the area. You've got Radcliffe, which is down by Harvard. And you've got Emerson. You've got Berkeley College of Music, so many colleges, and all these little colleges and big colleges, and you got St. John's Seminary down by Boston College, and you've got all of that going on, and you think of all that is taught in those colleges and universities. MIT is about 5 miles away. All that is taught in these colleges and universities, and all that truth that is there is nothing compared to the truth that God is and nothing compared to the truth to which Jesus is speaking, or of which Jesus is speaking. Sorry for the misused preposition. So that's where we understand what that word is. And you can only comprehend that word of truth through humility, and only through humility can you get a sense of it, but still you don't have the capacity to fully understand it now, but you have the capacity through the growth of the generations, this is St. Augustine talking, growth of the generations of understanding truth, you have more of the capacity now that they did in the first century. So do you understand that? So once you stop and think like that, and you understand that, and you understand that Jesus has come to teach us the truth, you realize what that word means. And then you realize when someone says, I don't believe in God because I believe in science, how little they actually believe, even though they don't understand, how little they know. And same thing with anyone who says, I have it all figured out. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.